A new voting bloc is emerging in St. Louis. Thousands of Bosnian refugees who settled in the city a decade ago are now citizens. Many witnessed the Bosnian War firsthand, and for them, politics and voting can spark bad memories. From member station KWMU, Matt Sepik reports.
St. Louis's low cost of living and abundant housing stock made the city a prime spot for the U.S. government's refugee resettlement program. Bosnians have since revitalized a rundown neighborhood, and conservative estimates now put their numbers here at more than 30,000. Many have also become U.S. citizens and are getting ready to vote in their first American election. That has local politicians paying close attention.
I want to help your education. I want to help your children's education.
Republican Bill Federer is running for Congress. He's one of three candidates seeking Dick Gephardt's old seat. Federer takes a minute to make his case at a recent candidates' forum for immigrants. Bosnians make up a good chunk of the audience, and Federer slows his cadence to let translators catch up.
We've all been here because our ancestors, our forefathers, came to America as immigrants.
The candidates keep it simple. Social issues may be big news items, but local politicians know immigrants have more pressing concerns. Take Muhammad Hasic. He came to St. Louis about 8 years ago and is now an imam at a local mosque. While the Patriot Act and foreign policy are definitely on his mind, he says he and his fellow Bosnians have many other concerns closer to their new home.
They are looking for someone who will represent their real issue. And the real issue in St. Louis is education and health care and also jobs.
You'll find much the same with immigrant groups in any big city, but local politics is not something Bosnian refugees take lightly. A nasty civil war followed a 1992 independence referendum. Neighbors in the old country who got along fine suddenly became enemies.
Bosnians, not only here, also in our country, are very intimidated and afraid of leaders.
That's Amir Hotic. He came to the U.S. in the 90s as part of the Clinton administration's refugee resettlement program. He's now an American and looking forward to voting in his first major election. Hotic runs Bosnia and Herzegovina travel in South St. Louis.
We have a fear of democracy because we voted once in our lifetime, and because of us selecting and electing those ones, we had to leave our country. We are afraid that this might happen again.
There seems to be fewer people who are willing to be identified as leaders.
Anne Reneerson is an executive with the International Institute in St. Louis. The group helps new immigrants learn English and find jobs, among other things. She says Bosnians are not as tight-knit as other waves of immigrant groups that came before. There aren't strong community leaders or major social organizations.
There's a lot of suspicion because it was a very messy situation. You don't know who might have been involved in a massacre. You know, was that person involved in massacring my relatives?
Reneerson says that makes it particularly difficult to get the pulse of this community. Some Bosnians will vote, but whether there's a Bosnian vote to be had is anyone's guess. Old fears could keep some new citizens home on election day, but one thing St. Louis politicians agree on is that there are so many Bosnians here now that if they turn out to vote, they could be a major political force. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in St. Louis.